It is my honor to introduce Amanda Flood and Dana Marquez, both of Social Security Administration. Both are Supplemental Security Income Social Insurance Specialists in the Dallas Social Security Administration SSA Regional Office. Each provides regional leadership, policy, and procedural guidance and system support for field offices and teleservice centers. Additionally, each is a liaison to the Central Office for Programmatic and Systems Issues. Amanda has been with Social Security Administration for 37 years. Dana Marquez has been with Social Security for 21 years. Obviously, we have a wealth of knowledge, and they are always so generous with their time and guidance in visiting with us each year. So please join me in welcoming Ms. Flood and Ms. Marquez. Virtually.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. Again, I'm Amanda Flood, and our co-presenter is Dana Marquez. We are honored to attend this year's conference, even though virtually, we're still honored, representing the Social Security Administration, our SSA. And we bring you greetings from the Dallas Regional Office. We thank you for your interest in the information we'll share, and we hope you find it beneficial to your practice, your organization, or your financial entity. So our title is SSA Regional Trust Leads Presentation Regarding SSI Trusts. Believe it or not, the centralization of the SSI Trust of Your Business process celebrated its 10-year anniversary last year in 2024. This session provides a look back where we will discuss how the business process has certainly improved quality, accuracy, and consistency in trust determinations, and it supports the technical proficiency of our employees. In addition, we'll address the early termination provision and how that applies to trust, the 90-day amendment period when that applies, and we'll provide updates concerning recent trust POMs and future trust updates. Okay, so we have five objectives this morning. And so we're going to review the Trust Review business process, the 10-year anniversary, a look back. We're going to talk about that early termination provision. Sometimes those provisions are non-compliant in the trust. So again, want to make sure that you know all the facts about those provisions. We're going to talk about that 90-day amendment period, when it applies, when it does not apply. We're going to look at our Program Operations Manual System, or POMS. There was an update in May of 2024. We're going to discuss that along with upcoming updates that we're aware of. And we did leave some time for a Q&A session if you do have any questions at the end. So our normal disclaimer is that this presentation discusses general SSI trust policy and procedures. Of course, any specific cases involving an SSI claim or post-eligibility event will require initial evaluation by the servicing field office technician and a subsequent evaluation by the regional trust review team. So that takes care of our introductory information. We'll begin with objective one, and Dana will proceed on that part. Dana?
Thank you, Amanda, and good morning, everyone. Again, it's great to be here and there at all at the same time, and we appreciate the being invited to present with you all. Yes, Amanda, you mentioned that we'll be covering the trust review business process that SSA has and how the process has reached its 10-year anniversary. So yes, we'll be providing a look back on how the process has evolved and been improved upon. If you've been in the trust world, as it relates to the SSA side of the process, you'll be well aware that because of some advocate interests and concerns, our agency did take substantial measures to centralize the trust determination process to ensure that consistent policy interpretations were being made and resource determinations were being made for Title 16 special needs and pool trust cases. So again, the centralization of the SSI trust reviews business process is a new business process that SSA did implement regarding SSI trust workload. As a new process, the agency identified areas for improvement and subsequently took action to update instructions, to provide reminders, and issue clarifications regarding trust policy and case development.